More good news in the Tri-County area when it comes to sports, as the Prescott Cardinals girls softball team is underway with their first practices of the year. Head coach Nick Johnson of the Cardinals, in his first year as head coach of the girls, joined KDWA Sports to talk a bit about this upcoming season, and he first notes that it's been so vitally important to have these 15 coaches contact days where the staff and players could really get things rolling towards that first official practice and game.
Awesome news, but you know, we feel like we've been going now for a month and a half with our contact days, but it's just got that different feel when we start Monday. You know, these contact days, you know, girls potentially had to work or they're on vacation if they were doing this or that, so we should have everyone at practice, and that's going to be huge because we don't have a lot of them before our first official game, which is, you know, just seven practices after we start Monday. So things have been going great. I mean, I can't ask for a better group of kids to work with, their dedication and how hard they work, and they're just great kids to be around. They're just a lot of fun. And to top it off, they're really good at softball. So far, like I said, it's been great, and I just can't wait to get going. And the girls, you know, they just can't wait to start games. I understand they feel like they've been practicing for a couple months. So we're ready to rock, and like I said, we can't wait to get going.
The other side of the coaches' contact days is this first week of actual practice. The girls still have to rein it in just a little bit because, as we've talked about throughout the spring, you don't want to get an injury that'll linger throughout the entire season. The girls and coaching staff are being very smart about it during this first week.
Well, that's so important to talk about because we do have a lot of girls that haven't, you know, had the opportunity to throw and catch and swing and all that stuff because they did miss a whole season. But we also, fortunately, we had also a lot of girls who played club, a lot of girls. So we do have a lot of girls coming in who look fresh and look ready because they have been playing all those games and all those practices. But I tell you what, our girls, I would say starting in seems like February into early March, they put time in their open gyms and stuff like that. So I feel they're back in the routine. I think they're getting comfortable. You know, their arm strength, you could tell, is taking a little while to get their arms back in shape and stuff like that. But we've had the time. We've been fortunate with the time with how the schedule shaped up with that break that I think our girls will be ready to go. I mean, I know they will because I've seen it, and we've been fortunate for that sake. You know, it's kind of been a long way off between the sports, you know, winter and spring sports. But we'll make it right because, you know, the extra time, extra practice can only help us.
Were those 15 coaches' contact days important as they've sounded for all of the coaches within all of the sports in Wisconsin?
I don't know where we'd be if we did have them, honestly. With me, especially being a first-year coach, just to get, you know, my feet wet and figure things out and see the girls in action and obviously be able to just watch them just to see where we're at. Offensive, defense, everything has been huge. And like I said, my head would be spinning. It already is spinning, but just, you know, I can't imagine going in with only seven practices before our first game. But I feel comfortable knowing the girls' skills and what they can bring because of those contact days. So, yes, feel very fortunate we've had the opportunity to do those.
With a late start to the spring and with COVID still hanging around, there's no opportunity for the Cardinals or any schools across Wisconsin to scrimmage a team of a different colored uniform. But during those coaches' contact days, the Cardinals were able to have some inter-squad scrimmages and will also continue to do so throughout their first week. Coach Johnson with more.
Well, we've been fortunate. We actually used one contact day, and we did an inter-squad scrimmage with it. We struck 18 girls, and it was so beneficial. It was just last Saturday. We did it Saturday midday. We had a field cleanup day before with a bunch of parents that came, and which was awesome. We had so much help, and we split the girls up. You know, we thought evenly. We played two five-inning games, so we got a lot of girls, you know, a lot at bats. Our pitchers got to throw live, and then we're going to plan that on Friday, the same type of thing. We're going to wear full jerseys. We're going to tell parents, fans, about if they want to come out and watch. We're going to run just like a game. We got an umpire coming. It's going to be just like a live game. Same exact thing. We'll take our pregame. Another look at the girls and, you know, to get that scrimmage, get that game feel before our first actual game against Cadott. So that's going to be huge. You know, we have the depth this year to do it. I mean, we had that inter-squad scrimmage the other day and we played so well. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, this is one good team. No, we got two good teams. And then eventually we get to combine these teams. So it's definitely a good feeling. Because, like I said, we are deep, and we feel we have a very strong team this year.
Those coaches' contact days are also helping throughout this first week, just for Coach Johnson to know where some of the girls will fit best in trying to find them spots in the varsity lineup.
Well, that's the thing, is like these contact days, that's, again, is what's been so important. We've got to analyze kids and really take a really close look at girls who play the same position, or, you know, if we have to change them on position. We've done already for a couple of girls, you know, we moved them because it's what's best for the team, and that's what makes us strong. And we are deep. We are going to be dressing 17 girls on varsity, potentially going up and down some of the girls who JV to varsity. But we feel very confident that all 17 of those girls could contribute at some point in the varsity level. We're young. We have sophomores and juniors and we have three seniors. And like I said, future looks amazing, but boy, we are built to win right now, and our three seniors are going to be huge pieces to our team success. And we're just very comfortable where we're at, and we feel we're in a very good position going into the season.
Coach Johnson knows how important pitching is as well in softball, and the Cardinals will have a couple of good ones coming up this spring.
I think so, and I know so, and it all starts with that pitcher, and that's why we feel very fortunate. We have two of them right now, with Sidney Matson and Taylor Graff, who's a sophomore, and Sid the senior, and I mean, they're a 1A and a 1B. I mean, they just are both going to be so effective, and we feel they're two of the top pitchers in the conference, and we have a couple of young pitchers, too, coming up, so we're very lucky right now, fortunate to have that depth. Ashley, our pitching coach who comes in, she played at UW River Falls. She's doing an unbelievable job. We're lucky to have her work with the girls, and we have a lot of options there, and you know, a lot of teams only have one, and we're going to have two, we feel, very strong pitchers.
The Cardinals don't even have to play a game yet, and we already know that they are one of the most potent offenses in Western Wisconsin. That has Coach Johnson exceptionally excited.
Out of all the things I've been impressed with, I tell you what, our hitting is incredible so far. You know, and we can do it in practice, and we got to do it in the game because that's when it really matters. But so far, boy, I tell you, these girls can hit, and we are deep. You know, we potentially have girls not in the starting lineup on our bench who, I'm a little biased here, but I think could be 3, 4, 5 players on other teams in our conference, and they might not be starting for us every game. But that's how deep we are as a hitting group. And like I said, not just singles. I mean, we got girls that can drive the softball and gap hitters, and it's impressive to watch, and I can't wait to see them in action coming up because we feel we have one strong lineup and score a ton of runs.
The Cardinals will open up their 2021 season at home against Cadott in a doubleheader on Tuesday, April 27th. That'll begin at 4:30 p.m. at Biggs Fry Memorial Field. Then the Cardinal girls will hit the road and go to Somerset for a game at 5 p.m. on Thursday the 29th, and then wrapping up that first week with a triangular at home on the 1st.